Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Partly sunny today with our high nearing 50. Staying cloudy overnight tonight with a low around 30. Slightly cooler on Thursday, partly sunny with a high of 47. And staying partly cloudy throughout Thursday night with a low around 25. Some sunshine on Friday with a high of 46. And mostly cloudy skies over Friday night with a low around 28. Still cloudy as we head into Saturday with a high of 46. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 36 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, good news to kick off the new year of 2023 at just less than a week from now, as the sales tax on groceries is set to drop dramatically starting on January 1st, as Cake News reports that it's set to drop near 2.5%, saving 25 cents on every $10 spent.
We did have the phased-in approach of going to 0% just to keep an eye on the state's coffers.
That was a Republican State Representative Troy Waymaster on Cake News. The sales tax on groceries is set to drop off completely by the year 2025, but he says it's only supposed to take effect on certain types of food.
Food that would be excluded or isn't any prepared food. So if you have a deli item, that would not classify as being exempt from the sales tax.
And some residents across the state of Kansas say they're pretty excited about the savings.
You know, at the end of the year, you could be talking a couple hundred dollars, you know, and that doesn't seem like much, but that's huge.
Mid-America Network News.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales. Looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer? Well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Viola. Yeah, we make it easy.
Kansas resident and known Kansas City Chiefs, that quote, Chiefsaholic superfan, has been arrested in Tulsa, Oklahoma for bank robbery. As Cake News reports, Xavier Bubidar is currently being held in the Tulsa County Jail on a $200,000 bond for robbery with a firearm, assault while being masked or disguised, possession of a firearm in commission of a felony, and threatening an act of violence. The event happened back on December 16th when police responded to a call at the Tulsa Teachers Credit Union branch around 9:30 a.m. Right now, he is pleading not guilty, and his court date is due on January 20th. According to Kansas City Chiefs fans, they say that he hasn't missed a game in years and was recognized by dressing as a wolf, but fans noticed that he seemed absent from the latest Chiefs at Texans game back on December 18th. In other news, one family in Miami County, Kansas, has officially rescued 8 different puppies and 3 adult dogs in Garnett, Kansas. As according to the family, they say the dogs were living in an outdoor pen that did not have a shelter from the frigid temperatures. Ag News reports that the Grabowski's family says that they are fostering the dogs, but you are able to contact them if you are interested in adopting.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, it was a big weekend for festivities with Christmas celebration across the state of Nebraska as the Knights of Columbus in the Grand Island area held their 36th annual Christmas Eve dinner at Mary's Cathedral Square. As they say, organizers love being a part of the event because it allows them to help serve others in the community.
It's important because there's people, especially like elderly, who can't get out. We deliver meals to, I think we had over 200 go out today to people who are homebound. And we'll serve probably 300 here in the building.
That audio from KSNB Local Channel 4. In other news, the Salvation Army of Grand Island's West 3rd Street headquarters experienced a bursting water pipe that caused excessive flooding. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports the event happened on Monday this week, where they found extensive flooding throughout the entire building with ankle-deep water still remaining in some areas during the cleanup. They say the recovery efforts had been difficult, especially happening over the holiday weekend.
The holidays bring family and friends together to tables filled with delicious food. Make the centerpiece of your holiday table smoked and cured meats from Yoder Meats. Bring in the holidays with Yoder Meats custom smoked turkeys or fresh turkey, cured hams, prime rib, or specialty meats like lamb and goat, all hand cut for your guests. Stop by your favorite store today and let our team help you find the right cut of meat to impress your holiday guests. Place orders early to ensure you get just what you want. From our table to yours, taste the old fashioned flavor at Yoder Meats in Yoder and three locations in Wichita.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit over 9 tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you. Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Final day for business at the Marshall County Courthouse will be Thursday, as the courthouse will be closed to the public Friday to close out books and will then remain closed Monday for New Year's. An injury accident was reported in Gage County Friday evening south of Beatrice. Dakota Voigt, age 29, of Wymore, collided with a Missouri man attempting to turn off Highway 112 onto U.S. 77 shortly before 7 p.m. Voigt was transported to a Lincoln hospital. The other driver was not injured. 15 building rehabilitation projects in Kansas will share $773,000 in historic economic asset lifeline grants through a partnership with the Patterson Family Foundation and the Kansas Department of Commerce. Those include $75,000 each to Seneca Downtown Impact and the City of Corning in Nemahal County. Designed to promote reutilization of downtown buildings, the spring grant round opens February 15th with an informational Zoom meeting planned February 2nd. Additional details online at kansascommerce.gov/heal. Recent updates, the Pony Express Museum in Marysville were highlighted by Jeff Ottens, who was recently hired as director. The museum has extended operating hours, now open year-round, and is in the process of updating exhibits and displays.
In the barn itself, they're actually doing some renovations with moving the wagons around and displaying things better. We're highlighting the era between 1850 and 1910. And so we have a lot of things from that era literally hanging on the walls. We're kind of cleaning up the horse and tack area and the wagons that we have and the tool area that we have. That's probably the tool area is probably the biggest renovation that they're doing. And it's just really bringing all the tools from the 1850s together. We are excited to say we may be partnering with the State of Kansas Museum and some of the items we have from post-Depression. They are interested in using for a statewide exhibit because of the quality of our items.
Jeff Ottens was a guest this past weekend on our public affairs program on KNDY and encouraged locals and visitors to stop by the Pony Express Barn and Museum.
It's really neat because our museum has the Pony Express as the focus because of the barn. We are the only one left in its original location for a home station. So they come for that, but then they get around and they start seeing all the wagons and the stagecoach and all the other items. There's a lot of things the kids can touch and feel here, and we can put you in the stagecoach for pictures, and you could go to a museum and actually touch stuff. And it's so very cool because all ages get into it.
Evelyn M. Weir, age 88, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at Mount Calvary Lutheran Church in Marysville. Burial Our Savior Lutheran Cemetery west of Barnston. Visitation Wednesday, 1 until 9. Family will receive friends Wednesday from 6 until 8. At Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Evelyn Weir. Mildred J. Hearn, age 87, passed away December 25th. Funeral service Thursday, 2 p.m. at the Waterville United Methodist Church. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery at Waterville. Visitation Wednesday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 6 until 8 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Mildred Hearn. Jim Keir, age 73, of Gatesville, Texas, formerly of Washington County, passed away December 19th. Funeral service Thursday, 2 p.m. in Gatesville, Texas, with the Scotts Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Jim Keir. Ardell Wilkie, age 93, of Marysville, passed away December 26th. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Vigil service Thursday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 4:30 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Ardell Wilkie. Kenneth E. Kenny Shane, age 81, of Washington, passed away December 27th. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Monday, 4 until 8. Family will greet friends Monday from 4 until 6 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Kenny Shane. Sharon L. Schmidt, age 80, passed away December 23rd. Funeral service January 6th at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Rosary January 5th, 7 p.m. at the church. Visitation January 5th, noon until 5 at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Sharon Schmidt. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, a fish sandwich, potato salad, and mandarin oranges. Tomorrow, pork loin, baked beans, Normandy blend, and peaches. KNDY News Time, 7:18.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Conditions continuing to stay dry and warmer today. Typically for this time of year, we can expect to see highs in the lower 30s and lower 40s. Partly sunny skies today with our highs in the mid 40s and mid 50s. Staying partly cloudy overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. More sunshine throughout Thursday with our highs in the lower 40s and lower 50s. And staying cloudy throughout Thursday night with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. Still partly sunny as we head into Friday with our highs in the mid 40s and lower 50s. And clouds move in over Friday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Conditions staying cloudy as we head into the weekend. Mostly cloudy on Saturday with our highs in the mid 40s and lower 50s. And partly cloudy skies over Saturday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Staying cloudy throughout Sunday with our highs in the mid to upper 40s before a large system will start to make its way through over Sunday night and leading into Monday, bringing a chance for some rain and thunderstorms throughout the region. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late December 40, record high on this date 70, the average low 20 and the record low 12 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:46, sunset this evening at 5:12. It's 36 degrees this hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 28th of December. KNDY News Time 7:20. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Sapp Brothers Petroleum works hard all year round to be there for you when it matters most. Their goal is simple: to be your number one source for propane, lubricants, and extreme diesel fuel. And they'll reach that goal by treating you like family. Don't wait for winter to set in. Get that propane tank filled today by calling the winning team at Sapp Brothers Petroleum. Still proudly serving all of Nebraska and the Hanover community, Sapp Brothers is proud to announce their newest location in Blue Rapids. That's Sapp Brothers Petroleum, servicing your residential and farming to commercial and industrial needs.
Luka Magic makes history and Philly's streak is over. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on Sports. At home against the Knicks last night, Luka Doncic and the Mavs erased a 9-point deficit with 33 seconds left in the game. Down three with 4 seconds and no timeouts left, Doncic made a first free throw and then...
On the way, hit it hard, rebound batted around, it's taken by Luka, he hits! With a second to go as he hit the deck, tied at 115, rebounded quickly, three-quarter court.
The call on 97.1, the Freak. The Mavs would go on to win in overtime, 126-121. Doncic finished with a 60-point, 21-rebound, 10-assist, triple-double, an NBA first. Joel Embiid's 48 points weren't enough. The Sixers losing at Washington, 116-111. The NBA's current second-longest winning streak over at 8. Kristaps Porzingis led the Wizards with 24 points of the win. More NBA in Boston.
Pass back out, picked off by Tatum. Shovels ahead to Grant Williams, 3-on-1. Grant lobs it for Tatum. Two-hand slam.
The call on 98.5, the Sports Hub. Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown combining for 77 points, and the Celtics throttle the Rockets, 126-102. In Memphis, Suns second-year guard Dwayne Washington Jr. had himself a career night. Fourth quarter.
Suns by 17. Dwayne Washington Jr., big reason why. He's dribbling right wing, guarded by Dylan Brooks. Fancy dribbling now. Crosses over. Step back, 20-foot jumper. Cash for T-Wash.
The call on KMVP. Washington Jr. led Phoenix with a career high 26 points. The Suns get a big road win, dispatching the Grizzlies 125-108. On the ice, Ottawa beat Boston 3-2 in a shootout. Capitals shut out the Rangers 4-0. The Islanders beat up on the Penguins 5-1. In the Dominican Republic, 10 of the 13 individuals accused have been convicted in the 2019 attack on Hall of Famer David Ortiz. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Kansas.
It's picked off by Kansas, and it's going to be a pick six.
Arkansas.
The Kansas Jayhawks have stormed back to win it in overtime.
It's the Liberty Bowl, live from Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium in Memphis, Tennessee. Our coverage begins at 3 this Wednesday.
Your Kansas Jayhawks are bowl eligible.
On your home for Kansas Jayhawk football.
Your home for Today's Country and Jayhawk football. Today's Country, 95.5 KNDY.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Before we take a look at what's going to happen today with the markets, let's look back at yesterday. Yesterday's market, the first day of the week, because we're off on Monday because of the Christmas holiday. It was light trading yesterday. The weather here and in Argentina both having an influence on the markets yesterday. And
A down stock market also affected the markets on Tuesday. Here's what we looked at yesterday. March corn came in at 674 3/4. That's up 8.5. May corn, 673 1/4. That's up 8.25. March wheat, 774 1/2. That's down 1.5. May wheat, 781. And that's down 1.5 as well. Kansas City wheat for March at 879 1/4. That's up 4.5. Kansas City wheat for May at 872. And that's up 3. Oats for March, 370 1/2. That's up 7. May oats, 366 1/4. And that's up 6 1/4. January soybeans, 1482 1/4. Your final price on Tuesday. And that's up 3 1/4. March soybeans, 1489. And that's up 4 1/2. Cotton for March, 84.24, your final price yesterday. That's down 97 cents. Cotton for May at 84.13, that's down $1.05. Live cattle for December came in yesterday at 156.82. That's down 7.5 cents. The high yesterday was 157.15, low 156.55. Live cattle for February, 157.87. That's up 12.5 cents. The high was 158.42 1/2. The low 157. Feeder cattle for January, 183.10. Final price on Tuesday. That's down 90 cents. And feeder cattle for March at 185.40. That's down $1.35. That's your market information. I'm Jeff Aiken. Have a wonderful Wednesday.
Pull out your pen and paper and be sure to mark this down, because the 2023 Kansas Corn Schools are right around the corner. This is Agriculture Today, and I'm Samantha Bennett. K-State Farm System Specialist Ignacio Ciampitti provides details on this amazing opportunity that you are not going to want to miss out on.
Shout out to Kansas Corn, that is one of the main sponsors, and we have a partnership with them working in collaboration, so we try to take care of academic coordination, and they are great on working with excellent partners. They put together the rest, working with our facility and making sure that we have location, good food. And this winter, we are focusing on 4 schools in 4 different places. We're also planning to have early February, like a virtual school.
Ciampitti goes on to provide details on when and where each of the 4 in-person events will be hosted.
So our first school, it will be Oakley, January 12th. All the schools will try to go from early morning. Usually we start around 9 a.m. and we finish all the schools around 1 p.m. just with lunch. And our main idea on all the schools is we are focusing on a few topics. Production is one of the critical topics. In some of these schools, we're also covering soil health, management of disease, weed management. Our second school, that is on Salina, we are partnering them with Great Plains. So we're planning to be there on January 13th. And the school will be very similar. We have multiple topics, markets, policy, and also we will have some topics related to planter systems. And we might have a possibility after the school to do like a tour around the factory. So that sounds, at least exciting on our end.
He ends by explaining the remaining events and provides information on where to register.
The following one is on Mayeta, so we will be at the Prairie Bank Casino. Our main topics will be connected similar to production. We also will have an update on disease markets. And then the last one will be in our Southeast Research Station. So our folks on Southeast are hosting in the new building. Very similarly, presenters focus on regional corn practices for Southeast. We also have updates on weed management and then also markets. On the virtual school, we have a more variety of topics, but these presentations, remember that this will be on February 2nd, and we'll go from 5 to 8 p.m. And the main goal is just to give a quick update on multiple topics. So we'll go from production, disease, herbicide, then we'll go to cost markets and also to the last point of policy. So very excited. There is a website to register. So if you go to Kansas Corn, you will find the corn schools. Just type corn schools. If not, you will be able to go to our e-updates. So we have all the information related to schools and how to register for the incoming corn schools. We're also planning to offer commercial pesticide credit and CCA credits.
Once again, that was K-State Farm System Specialist Ignacio Ciampitti highlighting the upcoming 2023 Kansas Corn Schools. From Kansas State University, this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Marysville Livestock Incorporated will feature a cattle sale this Thursday. They are accepting early consignments for the sale tomorrow at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. 729 from KNDY, 36 degrees, and that warming trend continues as highs approach 50 for today.
Most of our normal routines are on hold till after the holidays, but you might be surprised by who is extraordinarily busy right now. Details today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Turn unforgettable moments into heartfelt gifts this holiday with custom canvas prints, fleece blankets, and so much more from canvasprints.com. It's quick, easy, and affordable to create the perfect present for everyone on your list. Just upload your image, select your product, and check out. Use code HOLIDAY25 at canvasprints.com to get 25% off your entire order of custom canvas and metal prints, mugs, pillows, and more. Canvasprints.com and code HOLIDAY25 for 25% off your entire order.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, December 28th, the 362nd day of the year. Actor Denzel Washington has a birthday, and the state of Iowa turns 176 years old. The Hawkeye State joined the Union in 1846. For some period between Christmas and New Year's, it's a blissful time of relaxation and reflection. For others, it doesn't get much busier. Garbage collectors say they pick up more trash this week than any other. Software developers are cashing in. More apps are downloaded this week than any other time of the year. Keeping the kids amused is big business. Disney World says this is one of the busiest times of the year. And couples seem to feel more romantic about now. How do we know? Most common birthdays of the year fall in mid-September. You do the math. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be holding a special cow sale in conjunction with the regular cattle auction this Friday, December the 30th, starts selling at 11 a.m. We'll have 46 choice black and black bounds for first calf heifers, bred to low birth weight bulls from February to April calving. There'll be 100 home-raised black and red Angus cows, 4 to 6 years old with Angus and semi-Angus sires, September and November calves by side. Cows will be exposed back since November 21. There'll be 30 reputation Hereford cows, 3 to 6 years old, bred to Hereford bulls for late January, February calving. We will have 2 estate dispersals consisting of 175 black white face and 60 red Angus cows, 3 years to short and solid. They'll start calving February 10th through April. Be 45 Angus cows, 7 to 8 years old, bred to Angus and Hereford bulls for February, March calves. We will have more bred cows and cow calf pairs by sale time. For more information on this special cow sale, to be held Friday, December 30th, starting at 11 a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company. Please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Bowl season for the state of Kansas is right around the corner coming up this weekend as the number 11 Kansas State Wildcats are taking on the number 5 Alabama Crimson Tide at the Sugar Bowl with kickoff at 11 a.m. on Saturday this week. And Chris Kleiman, head football coach for the Wildcats, sat down to talk about a look back during the season and what led up to the bowl game this weekend.
Mostly ups, a few challenges, but the adversity's probably made us stronger. We lost early in the season in a non-conference game to Tulane, and nobody knew that Tulane was going to be in a New Year's Six game playing USC, and they were a dang good football team. And then we went on the road and beat Oklahoma when Oklahoma was ranked, I think, 5th. So that really jump-started us. Got off to a good start. I think we were maybe 3-0 or something, and lost at TCU. And
that audio from KWCH News. The Wildcats wrapped up at 7-2 for conference play, 10-3 for overall during the season, and was number 2 to TCU after beating them for the Big 12 championship.
No one is immune from scams, including our nation's veterans. In fact, scammers specifically target veterans, assuming they have a regular stream of income from VA benefits. Scams can involve going after pension or disability benefits, fake requests for personal information, charity scams, and so much more. The VA won't request personal information by phone, email, or text, and use sites like charitynavigator.org before donating. When it comes to fraud, vigilance is our number one weapon. For more information, go online to aarp.org. /FraudWatch Network. The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting,
harvesting,
trading commodities,
and the latest from the Ponderosa.
It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network.
The Kansas University Jayhawks may have wrapped up their regular football season at 6-6 for the season, but they are headed to a bowl game this afternoon with kickoff at 4:30 for the Liberty Bowl at Memorial Stadium as the Kansas University Jayhawks take on the Arkansas Razorbacks. Both teams ended 6-6 for the regular season as the Jayhawks were number 7 in the Big 12 Conference. Arkansas was sitting 5th in the SEC West Division. The Razorbacks are coming in with a slight advantage on the Jayhawks as rushing yards per game. The Razorbacks are sitting 24th nationally with an average of 223 rushing yards per game. The Jayhawks are sitting 61st nationwide with an average of 193. Kansas University wrapped up their regular season losing to Texas back on November 19th, 55-14, and then losing at the Sunflower Showdown against the Kansas State Wildcats 47-27 on Thanksgiving weekend. In college basketball, the Wichita State Shockers also have a tip-off this evening at 6 p.m. as the 7-5 Shockers take on the UFC Knights. The Knights are sitting 9-3 for the regular season. Mid-America Network Sports.
Kansas.
It's picked off by Kansas, and it's going to be a pick six.
Arkansas.
The Kansas Jayhawks have stormed back to win it in overtime.
It's the Liberty Bowl, live from Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium in Memphis, Tennessee. Our coverage begins at 3 this Wednesday.
Your Kansas Jayhawks are bowl eligible.
On your home for Kansas Jayhawk football.
Your home for Today's Country and Jayhawk football. Today's Country. 95.5 KNDY.